Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bishop.
Braden Holtby!
Hello, welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point. Welcome out there to all our listeners in the District of Columbia, the state of Maryland, and from the Commonwealth of Virginia, my co-host, Anna Knox.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening to all. And a little bit of admin before we get the show started. Speaking of my co-host, which most of you probably already knew as a knowledgeable hockey fan and someone with a lovely voice, but now you know her as the administrator of the all-new Power Play Point Podcast Facebook page.
I know how, right? That was me cheering myself. Right, which is awesome, and I'm... The people who have joined and, you know, respond to stuff, super great. I cannot figure out how to add you. And I now know, thank you, Robbie Gross, that I can't do it from my phone. So one of these days I will get on a computer and log in, if I can remember my Facebook password, and add you. Because right now it looks like it's all about me.
That's fine. That's why we're pulling back the curtain. And all credit goes to you for creating the thing. Look, I didn't put a gun to her head and say, you better make this thing. No, she actually did this on her own time.
I did.
With no direction, and the page looks great. I absolutely love it. So anyone listening, please do a search on Power Play Point Podcast in Facebook, and please join our room. We will be posting episodes there regularly, of course. And yes. Any questions you have about either of us or the show, I'm hoping this new point of contact makes it a little bit easier instead of, say, Twitter or my email or Instagram or whatever. It's another point of contact way of reaching us. So great job, Anna. I do thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My pleasure.
So just wanted to put that out there, make sure we get the message out before I forget. So it's going to be another short shift this week, of course. Only one game. One game that the Caps actually played, and that was against Florida. Of course, this being the All-Star break, going to talk about that a little bit. But going to go over, and I know it's been a while, but going to go over the goings-on in FLA, because thankfully the Caps stopped their three-game slide.
Right.
And got off the schneid and got themselves a win, 4-2 against the Panthers. Winning goal scored by everybody's favorite all-star snub, John Carlson, with his seventh of the year, ably assisted by Tom Wilson and Evgeny Kuznetsov. More about Mr. Kuznetsov a little bit later on. And... the third period, the icing on the cake provided by, once again, Mr. Brent Connolly. He's having a hell of a month. His 13th assisted
he
by...
He absolutely is.
Yes, he is.
I'm so impressed.
He was assisted on that goal by Andre Burakovsky, who basically made a good run from center ice, and a secondary assist from Lars Eller. Want to talk about him for a second here. Yeah, it was another yin-yang game for him. He had a wonderful puck-over-the-glass penalty that he didn't have to take, but then he gets the assist later in the game. So, yet again, written in the hockey Bible, the Lars giveth and the Lars taketh away.
Right.
Yet again.
That's just in the Gill Bible, not in anybody else's.
But once again, one good thing, one bad thing.
Okay,
so in the middle of all this, Alex Ovechkin, the captain, gets his 30th of the year and also assists, gets his 500th assists.
Bravo.
Yeah, and I'm going to do my stupid fan voice and say, well, he can't play, he can't pass, he can only shoot, he can only score goals. He's a selfish player. If he's so selfish, how come he's got 500 assists?
I agree with you. I don't agree with the fan voice, but I agree with you totally that people doubted him after the end of last year. So going in, we talked about it at the very beginning. There were the people who just wanted to trade him. He's too old. He's too arrogant. He's too self-centered. And you know what? He's not. And you're seeing him more on all parts of the eyes. I mean, he's everywhere. He's passing, you know, and to me, I'm like, that's huge. It's not all about him. So I think that he is, you know, we've said it before, he's matured as a player. And I think he is not only matured as a player and someone that the other, say, younger players are looking up to, but I also think he's kind of having a good time out there, you know, like he's doing what he wants and he loves it and he's smiling and he's just got like a good vibe on the ice and I love it.
And I'm glad.
Absolutely love it.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's a perfect segue into the All-Star festivities.
Right.
In that, so I skipped the game because I haven't sat and watched an All-Star game in so long. I just given up on that. It's false entertainment. But what I did see was the skills competition, and yes, Alex Ovechkin had himself a grand old time. It was absolutely hilarious to see him out there skating around with his iPhone, just taking the pictures, filming the whole thing, the whole experience, taking it all in. It never seems to get old for him. It was absolutely great, and of course, he won the hardest shot competition.
Oh my God!
Blasted the hell out of the puck with a 101 mile per hour shot. The only competitor to hit the century mark or above, and that was great to see. He had it won anyway.
But 101.3.
Yep, absolutely. Free plug for whatever radio station that is. That was absolutely great to see. Well, I didn't understand. I was kind of glad in a sense because you don't want to risk injury, which can happen in these things, but I was kind of pissed off at the same time that they didn't have Braden Holtby for the save streak competition. I kind of wanted to see him do that, but it was right up there with the Ovechkin win. In his competition was Marc-Andre Fleury putting together a 13 or 14 save streak performance to the tune.
13. It was sick.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. To the tune of Disney's Frozen's Let It Go.
No.
Hilarious. And you're going to, okay, I sense a oh no coming on.
Yeah.
No.
That it's a big no.
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 Why can't you use some other reference when
because
talking about what?
That was the music that was playing. I'm not using a reference. That was the music that was playing when
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's
How
not
did
a
you
reference.
Miss that?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
It was playing
All
in the
right.
background. So I no.
Why
this,
would they play? Okay,
he chose it.
I apologize.
He chose it.
Oh, stop! Hi, girl. Sorry, my puppy just came downstairs. Go lay down.
Bella Knox making an appearance.
Bella Knox, hello, little girl. Go lay down. Go lie down. No, go lay down. okay. Yeah. Right. Ian and Bella, go lay down. totally kidding. Okay, I don't know how I missed that. Okay,
yeah.
And I apologize for my no.
You kind of had to
retract my no.
Okay.
I thought you were making reference, but whatever. Really, why that song?
Well, he froze out a lot of the shooters, as you saw, so it is kind of a reference. But yeah, that's
so not. No.
No.
I can think of other songs. I don't know. I would have rather heard Ice Ice Baby or Freeze Frame or some like when whatever, but not Let It Go. No.
Oh, freeze frame. That's a good one, right?
That's,
there.
That's
an awesome.
That, I saw your post. Bravo on that.
Yeah, that was the for those of you who
damn good song.
Are wondering what the hell we're talking about. That was actually the opening theme song to the Caps road game broadcast on the old WDCA Channel 20 when they played, and a younger Al Koken. And the play-by-play man at the time, Mike Forns, broadcasted the games. And, many years ago. But, yes, that's what we're referencing there.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a very good song. But in my mind, and this is going to get a big no from you, so is Frozen's Let It Go. And I think it was very appropriate that he had that arranged to have that played. And that was... But that was right up there, like I said, with Ovechkin's win in the hardest shot. All in all, it is good stuff in the whole skills competition.
I agree. Just like leave Disney songs out of it because they don't go hand in hand with a sport like hockey. I mean, you're a goalie and you're doing a phenomenal job, and he was all over the place. I mean, it was sick. It was truly. Like, I mean, I just looked at it and thought, holy crap. Like, I mean, there's a talent. And I mean, I know who he played for before, and I know he's on the Knights now, but, and then you're going to like, be like, oh, and you know, to Let It Go. It's a disappointment. I would have picked so many other songs, but not that. It's kind of taken away a little bit of my admiration.
Well,
only, and I will say this, okay, if people who are listening are parents and they had to suffer through Frozen for a year and a half, be listening to this soundtrack on repeat and seeing the movie on repeat and costumes, you would understand why once then when the song finally disappeared and we're like, sweet, to deal with that crap anymore. And then he comes back and plays it. It's like, I just kind of got to hate you from a parent point of view. As a hockey fan, I admire the crap out of you. As a parent, ugh.
You sound like you're speaking from experience there.
Little, you have no idea. You have no idea. There's a Frozen microphone that plays that song, and it's... it's more annoying when the batteries are in it and when the batteries are about to die and then your daughter freaks out and you got to put new ones in and it's like a vicious cycle. Anywho, so moving on. Anyways, I will say hats off to him. I have some things that I was super excited about and was just loving certain parts of the All-Star game. But I don't know about you, so let's hear what you liked, and then I'll talk about what I liked.
Well, like I said, I love the skills competition. I always try to catch that every year. What I don't like is the game, and I know they've changed the format. It's now 3-on-3, and it's by division, and they do like two essentially mini games, but. I mean, I still don't like the game. It just looks like, you know, they're all kind of out there, you know, screwing around, and I don't know. You saw the game, and what I heard was, Holtby was
not on.
No, he was on vacation. He was clearly enjoying the weather. That seemed more than evident. So I'll let you take it from here because you actually sat and watched the game.
I did. Well, but I want to talk about the skills challenge first, because and I know only because it's the All-Stars, I feel like we're okay to talk about other players, right?
Sure.
Okay. Because can we just talk about Brian Boyle?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know
story of the night.
Like when he came out and they announced him, I have to admit, like, I felt a little overwhelmed. Like, here's a guy, you know, and I understand it was, I mean, it was a rare form of leukemia, and yes, it was treatable. To me, that's doesn't even matter. You know what? He did what he had to do. You know, he went through these treatments. It was an emotional time, and for him to come out and he played for Tampa Bay. Before he, you know, then he left and then he was in the Devils or is on the Devils. So for him to come back and for those fans there, everyone, that just made me just smile. I mean, it was so heartfelt and so awesome. And I saw him interviewed a bunch of times, and that's like, what a great guy. I've never seen, you know, a player so humbled and appreciative, and what a great guy. So, regardless of what team he's on, so glad to see him. It was really a very cool highlight to the All-Stars. Johnny Hockey.
I shouldn't
like the guy.
Two words, silky mitts.
Okay.
Well, anybody who knows hockey lingo knows of what I speak. I think if you saw what he did during the one, I can't even remember what they called it, but it was the puck handling challenge, basically. So mm-hmm. You start out, you have to do the mini, the puck looking cones. You have to start out there. Mm-hmm. And then you have to do the regular cones, that whole figure eight loop. And then they had them go through these really ridiculous looking light up targets, three, mm-hmm. one each, three, they all had three holes on them, and whatever hole lit up is you had to lift the puck up and pass it through the hole. Mm-hmm. I am not making this up. This is not a joke. But
hence it being a skill challenge.
Yes, yes, very much so.
A skill event.
And Erik Karlsson threw a little humor into it by actually picking the puck up and putting it on his blade and then lifting it.
Which was actually very funny.
Is hilarious, yeah. So was P.K. Subban throwing his glove at King Henrik Lundqvist during the save streak.
Right.
But you kind of expect that out of him. It was just an all kinds of fun. It was just a joy to watch. And you mentioned Brian Boyle. I just want to say one thing. Hockey fans are the best. Hockey players are the best.
And I agree.
He exemplifies just as much as anyone else the qualities of persevering through as hard as you can, playing as well as you mm-hmm. can, no matter what, and just dedication to the game and just being an all-around great person. And that's...
Absolutely.
Those are the cornerstones to being a good citizen as far as the game goes, and good on him. So that was a joy to see as well.
To me, I kind of had a whole range of feelings where I was like, hey, no. Sorry. Puppy command.
You're like,
go lie down.
Hey, no.
I know, right? Lie down. Thank you.
You're trying to give commands to the players through osmosis?
Right, wouldn't that be great? Like, go ahead, kick ass. So, I had like the heartfelt moment of seeing Brian Boyle, which was amazing. I had I was in awe of Johnny Hockey. I mean,
head fake, body fake, lead fake, head fake, leg fake, skate fake, fake, fake.
I mean, it was amazing. Like, you have to go back and watch it and be like, how the hell did he do that little obstacle thing? Like, so fast. And he was having a good time. And, you know, he's like a 19, 20-year-old player and on the Flames. It's like, oh, man. So I was in awe of that. I had an eye roll, well, several eye rolls, and a shaking my head moment with Marshawn. But apparently I wasn't alone because he got booed.
Yeah.
But he took it, you know? I saw him interviewed. Even the person who interviewed him was like, hey, listen, so you're, you know, kind of considered like the most hated person out there. And, you know, he took it. He was like, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. And I understand why. And so, but then again, I was like on the fence because I'm like, wait, you were suspended for like 4 or 5 games. How the hell did you make it down to the All-Star games? Like, how come Boston didn't replace him with somebody else? So that was kind of like the big eye roll, you know, WTF moment.
Well, see, and I'll explain that. That's okay. The NHL being a bunch of friggin' hypocrites because they want it both ways. They want everybody to adhere to the rules, but they want to showcase their talent at the same time. So they make it okay for a guy, but I mean, at the same time, do you really want a guy like that representing part of your best and brightest? You know,
exactly.
And
I don't know if they did it strictly for, you know, drama purposes, you know, kind of thing to be like, oh, he's going to cause a lot of boos and people just absolutely hate this guy. So let's bring him, you know, who cares? They could see a different side of him. I have no idea. I mean, he pulled some crap and it was whatever. After a while, I was like, I still can't stand you. Yes, you were trying to be funny. And yes, you were trying to milk it for the most. And then I'm like, but I still can't stand you. So he was kind of like my eye roll. And then I have to admit, I have never laughed so hard. I don't know who. And I think I posted this on our Facebook page. I don't know if you saw it about Brock.
Brock Besser? Brock like Besser?
Yeah. And it's a split screen between of him kind of shaking his hair and like the Prince Charming from like Shrek.
I missed this, but I'm glad you mentioned that.
Really?
I gotta see that.
Oh my god, like I don't know who did it. I will buy you a beer if I... Oh, my God. It is one of the funniest things because even the people... Like, even when you're watching him, you're like, you're just too pretty to play hockey. Like, and so they're calling him Prince Charming, and they kept making that reference. And I thought, God, you're so right. He's too pretty. He's got this, like, you know, this blonde hair, but goddamn,
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it now.
Isn't it great?
It's from NHL on NBC Sports.
Okay.
So yeah, some professional editing going on there, and a rare kudo to them. I usually can't stand NBC, but they nailed
what,
somebody
this
there.
One was
yeah, somebody there nailed this one. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it did. It totally like it just. It made because you know the character's funny in the movie, yeah. But this guy, but goddamn, is he ever good? You know, like you can't like he's another like I had to laugh at the reference, the Prince Charming reference. But hell, you know, who cares? He's damn good and kicking ass out there and whatever. So yeah, I kind of had a whole range of emotions, and then the last one just beyond. Beyond proud for Ovi. I mean, 101.3. And in my head, I'm thinking, holy
what
shit,
you want?
What would it be like to be a goalie being like, ah, the 101.3 puck coming at you? And you know what? He's out there with his caps, baseball cap on, and like you said, out filming, and you know, and then even during the game the next day, he's playing with Sidney Crosby, and it was nice to see them, you know, joking around and shaking hands and all that kind of stuff, which is what we talked about prior to the All-Stars. Like why people sometimes just need to see the players as not, you know, total villains, but, you know, it was good. It was good sportsmanship. It was good humor. It was good-hearted. And I think what they did for Brian Boyle was awesome.
Absolutely. And so for those of you keeping score, Frozen, no. Shrek, yes.
Big time. Big time. The movies, all of them are great. Like, you can't go wrong with Mike Myers, ever. So if he's got any take or any part of anything, you know it's going to be brilliant. So that Prince Charming, oh, it's just classic. So yeah, I had to post it last night, regardless of who, I don't need, like you said, it was NBC, or is that who you said it was, NBC?
NHL on NBC Sports. So they're, okay. Yeah. So,
not a fan, but that was brilliant. Kudos for that. And then, yeah, so that was that. So I didn't, and then the game, I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, I obviously could do without the game, and so I did. all right, so we'll close out that topic. All right, so where are we? Okay, all right, well, we're getting a little short on time, so let's jump to a topic I want to discuss for a little bit. Not necessarily about Caps hockey, but it is about hockey. And, of course, the Winter Olympics are coming up in about a week and a half. And, well, since nobody we really know or care about, aside from perhaps Chris Bork, is actually going to be playing on the men's side, I thought we'd spend a little time talking about the women's game, specifically our ladies who will be representing. Some new faces, lot of old hands, though. Like the Lamoureux twins from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Yay!
Bravo.
And you just heard Mrs. Blue Liner there. That's her neck of the woods, where she's originally from. And the both of them actually played for UND there as well. So
isn't that where Oshie from there?
TJ Oshie also played at the UND. Yes. Yay. Yes, he did.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, representing, it's good to see. Lot of ladies from the U of Minnesota as well. Ow. I just got smacked on the leg. Ably led by the captain, Hannah Brandt, and she and Kendall Coyne actually made it onto the skills competition and the game. So they were featured as well. Good on NBC for having them on. And I haven't seen the footage, but apparently they also took part in they did a couple of the skills challenges as well. So looking for,
which is awesome. I wish I would have seen that. Like,
I want to see that. I want to see that too. So I'm going to see if I can find the video on that. And if I find it, I'll post it.
Please do.
Absolutely. So, but
or wait, just send it. Just send it to the admin, and I'll post it. Kidding.
Yep.
Anywho, continue. Bravo. Yeah, the girls. Awesome. I'm excited for the Winter Olympics. But I really wish I would have seen them and on the skill challenge. I don't know if I'm sure there's somewhere, place we can find it, because that'd be really cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to work on finding that and I'm going to post that. But yeah, I wanted to give them some props because I think they deserve some love, some airtime. Because they need kind of a forum, and once in a while when I've got some time, I catch the live games. They air on Facebook all the time, the National Women's Hockey League. I catch some of their games. It's pretty good stuff. The person I wanted to mention is actually kind of a local, and she has one of the greatest hockey names I've probably ever heard of. And that's Haley Skarupa. And she is a native of Rockville, Maryland. And she plays for the Connecticut Whale in the National Women's Hockey League that I just mentioned. And she made the Olympic team this year.
For her.
Yep, and she's also represented the USA in several world championships, winning gold in all three, so maybe she can bring a little luck, a little more skill to the team.
What position?
She's a forward. Okay. She's a right-handed shooter. She is going to be wearing number 11 for the red, white, and blue. And that's recognizable to you Caps fans. That's Mike Gartner's old number. And, right. And again, she is from Rockville, Maryland, initially. Played college hockey in Boston College. Is now with the Boston Pride of the National Women's Hockey League. According to her USA Hockey, so she must have gotten traded recently because she was originally drafted by the Riveters, New York Riveters, then her rights were traded to the Whale, and so USA Hockey is saying now she's with the Boston Pride. She's good enough to make it into the Women's Pro League, so, and obviously good enough to make the Olympic team, so again, she's number 11.
She's gonna kick ass.
Yeah,
I just know it.
I'm hoping so, because if you saw what happened last Olympics, it was a heartbreaking loss to the arch rival Canadian team, and if you know anything about that rivalry, those two hate each other, and so that should be some good stuff. And as I like to explain to people who see the game for the first time, there may be a no check rule, but that don't mean these ladies get fired up. Because they do.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get fired up, because they do. And it gets pretty intense watching it, let me tell you. So
it does. And can I have a random sidebar for a moment?
Sure.
Gil.
Yes.
Three times you said Boston the right way.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just had to bring it up.
Well, I got smacked on the leg by Mrs. Blue Liner for saying Minnesota wrong. So I figured I'd discover error of my ways.
Yeah. Good. You're learning.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Good.
Sure I am.
But there was like three, and I was waiting for you to, throw in your terrible accent, and you didn't, and I'm proud of you. All right.
Well,
So now let's talk about future games, and we're going to close it out.
Mm-hmm.
Said are we going to talk about future games?
Shutting me down before I get a chance to... didn't you have something of an accident with a pak ka?
God.
It's my show.
Mm-mm-mm. I can smack you.
Yeah.
Please do.
The joys of having your own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, yes, looking at upcoming games, to close out the month, this coming Wednesday night, the 31st, they're at home back at Capital One, 8 o'clock puck drop versus the Flyers. Big game there. Another big one two nights later up in Pittsburgh at the, I don't know what they're calling it anymore. Paint with your Pittsburgh PP, whatever. Arena, 7 o'clock puck drop against the Penguins, who are struggling, but another big 2 points there. That Saturday, a matinee back at Capital One against Vegas, baby, against the Knights, the Red Hot Knights. And then it's a delayed home and home, a road and home, against the CBJ. That's going to be interesting because that's another division matchup, pair of division matchups. Mm-hmm. Then they played Detroit, and then it's a Midwest road swing, Winnipeg, then Minnesota, and then a very special game that's going to take place the 17th against the Blackhawks. And I mentioned that one in advance because previews of coming attractions, Anna and I will be recording live. From that game,
we
will be in the same location. We will be at Casa de Knox, watching the game, recording it live, and in podcast format as well. And
yes.
We'll be chiming in both on Facebook and on the podcast recorded version, which we'll post later on, our thoughts and observations during that game. So that will be the first of several featured events that we're going to have here. Also down the road, we're going to have the trade deadline that happens to be on a Monday, the Monday, the February the 26th. And so what I'm looking to do is have, at the very least, I don't know about anybody else, I'm trying to get some more people on, but I would like to have on that show's broadcast, Chris Levesque with us. I don't know if he's going to be able to do the that Monday or maybe the Friday before. We might have to record separate. We're going to work that out with him. But we're definitely going to have him back on. Got a lot of positive feedback from when he was on the show before. I want to get his thoughts on what the Caps can look to be doing at the trade deadline, what their needs are going to be. So we'll have him on some way to talk about that as well. And then not long after that, it'll be the playoffs, and we'll probably be doing another segment sometime during all this with Sports on the Hill as well. Robbie Gross and Carol Porter III as well, who, by the way, as we record this, it is 6:30 p.m. Monday evening. So by the time you've listened to this, hopefully you've caught their show as well. They air live on Facebook at 7 o'clock. They always open with some Caps talk. So be sure to catch that as well. Okay, so I think that'll do it for this edition of the Power Play Point podcast. Anna, did you have any final thoughts, observations, anything you want to get out there as well?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready for the dreaded Pennsylvania State games, but bring it on.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good matchups, another good test, so they'll be fine. They'll be fine. I think they've gotten themselves out of the hole. Real quick, though, I mentioned Evgeny Kuznetsov, an injury update. Barry Trotz more or less downplayed his injury. All I'm hearing is that it's an upper body one. I'm not sure if he's traveling with the team or not. Initially, it was thought to be pretty bad, but they're downplaying it now, so it's going to be interesting to see how it goes for him. I haven't heard that he's been ruled out of Wednesday night's game, so hopefully, you know, touch and go there, but we'll see.
Absolutely.
All right, so with that, we're going to end it, and thank you once again for listening. Again, check out the new Power Play Point Podcast Facebook page. Check us out there. Give us a shout. Thank you very much for listening, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
So I have a new scary movie I'm totally obsessed with wanting to see in the theater.
I'll tell you why. It's funny you mentioned that, but I'll tell you why later.
Okay. Because it's right around my birthday.
Do I need to leave the room?
No, you don't need to leave the room. Jesus Christ. How are we going to get this?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.